Hello, Tom.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you? That's quite an odd comment to start off with.
What? That you sound good looking?
Well, it would be a lie to say we've not had any interest from the ladies, but I don't know about my voice.
Oh, well, I think she's just excited, I'll be honest with you. It happened. Well, I don't know whether it was it's the sound of your voice or all the fish you brought back to the milk float last night.
Yeah, so just a quick outline. We get set challenges by Hugh Fernley Whittingstall. He sets us a challenge to travel around for 5 weeks, and we've got absolutely zero money, and that's what the show's about. So it's half and half. It's half catching our own food, catching a few rabbits, bit of fish, and some sort of wild mushrooms, bit of foraging, and it's half working in exchange for produce and good times as well. It's a holiday. It's not a survival exercise, so we've got to try and have some fun too.
No, well, I did enjoy the drum banging and everything last night. That was that looked like enormous fun. And the beer swapping with the toad in the hole. You drank more than you swapped, though, it looked like.
Well, yeah, we had this grand plan that we heard St. Agnes Festival was on. And it's absolutely fantastic. If anyone's ever been there, they'll know what I'm talking about. It's a proper community, local-based festival. And you get thousands of people turning out and everyone's having a great time. So, yeah, we don't get the opportunity to drink much while we're away for a month. So we planned. We went to Skinner's Brewery in Truro, and we spent the whole day working there in exchange for some pints. And then we took some of our wares to St. Agnes Festival, along with some sausages and a toad in the hole that we cooked up, and we were swapping it to elaborate our larder a little bit because we were running a bit low on a few things.
Oh, you did manage to get some. People were quite generous, actually. And do they walk around with lumps of cheese in their pocket when they come to see you, or do they nip off and buy something for you?
Well, I think we'd turned up quite early during the day, and we'd written a huge sign on the side of Daisy saying that we would love to be able to swap and barter with the locals of St. Agnes, and if they had anything that might elaborate our larder a bit more other than fish and wild food, then we'd be really interested. So we ended up getting a pineapple, I think, was the most interesting thing. And you definitely can't forage those in the woods of Devon.
No, you can't. Oh, whenever you say go foraging, it makes my producer go a little bit weak. I can see it. I think she's enjoying the idea of a forage. What's been the best thing you've had so far from that you've kind of pulled together yourselves, food-wise?
Well, food-wise, I would say the best thing that we worked for was is actually coming up in the next episode, which is the last episode, by the way. I know, I'm sad to say. But we managed to get ourselves out on some lobster fishing boats, doing a bit of hard work. And we also go out deer stalking, so we end up having a bit of a grand banquet.